Ah, look at that, Geoffrey. Another fine day shining down on God's sweet Britain. Land of crumble and lemon curd and opportunity.
God, I love it.
I begin every sentence with an apology. Sorry, that's the case, that's just British policy. Probably the case with everything in honesty. I use 10 words when 2 would do honestly.
I'm British.
And that makes me unique. At least I think so when I hear you speak. See, we used to have an empire, but we got a little cocky. Like, haha, Johnny Foreigner, I'd like to see you stop me. And sure enough, we rhubarb crumbled. Now in every town, all the drunk teens stumble. I'm rather glad, really, it made us more humble. Come and ask me where I'm from. Dear boy, I won't mumble.
I'm British.
I don't want to be fantastic, just adequate. And if I'm nice, it's probably sarcastic. Ridiculously cynical, that's what we're like. If you can't take a joke, get on your bike.
I'm British.
Like a clotted cream tea, apologetic Morris dancer, then you must mean me.
I'm British.
Like the wickets in cricket, like crikey, blimey, nice one, wicked.
I'm British.
As a fat dame in a panto, like Woodhouse, Orwell, Wells and Poe. So if you're down with the Brits, then make some noise. But if you'd rather not, that's fine. We're ever so nice to our pets, and we know not to work too hard. We're inventive, accepting, eccentric, and yes, I suppose we're a bit bizarre. But if you delight in celebrities taken down just because of the way they live, or you can feel bleak joy in a seaside town as the rain pours down on your chips, or you can drink 10 pints of Adnams without ever breaking your stride, or repress your emotions and passions and bury them deep inside. Then I've kept a room in a cramped B&B with a TV that only shows BBC Two, and I have the keys right here. I've been keeping them just for you. I'm British.
As Williams, James, Hattie Jakes, school dinners, roast dinners, massive cakes.
I'm British.
As a chimney sweep,
chim chim chiree,
or a professor in a pith accompanied by chimpanzees.
So if you're down with the Brits, then put your hands in the air. But if you'd rather not, that's fine, actually. I mean, I don't want to cause too much of a fuss. But at this point, I'd just like to take a moment to apologise on behalf of Britain for all the things that we've brought to the world. Simon Cowell, for example, and Jim Davidson, fox hunting, black pudding, racism. But most of all, we're so terribly, terribly sorry about Piers Morgan.